Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is David Schurter. That name is spelled S-H-U-R-T-E-R. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. It is available at Amazon. You can buy it as a Kindle version. His website is davidschurter.com. And right before the break, we were talking about that your family and others were afraid of you because they figured that you would be able to connect all the dots, and that caused them to be afraid. And also, could you tell us the times of those talk show programs with Renata, Alda, and Barbara Gillette?
Alda, what I suggest is that anybody who goes on to talk show, it's free to actually just set up an account. And I would, the best thing to do, Renata's show is at 5 o'clock Eastern time. And so
and is that every day?
That's every Sunday.
Okay, every Sunday.
Every Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
And Alda and Memoir, it's interesting because TalkShoe just got rid. They used to be able to come on live. So what you have to do is follow their number and go to their website and then follow them. There's a button on the right-hand side that says follow. You have to follow them to know the times because they're no longer allowed to go public.
Oh.
TalkShoe quieted all of them. And all of the people who had excellent information and the three people that I've just given you, they have excellent information. And they were kicked off the live board, but you still have some that about targeting individuals, and I believe that it's just a disinfo campaign. That's every Saturday night. I don't want to give the information because I don't want to promote it any more than I can, that I have to. But they taught, you know, there's a big push to discredit not only the SRA community and the government mind control of MKUltra, but there is also a big push to quiet targeted individual community because we are starting to realize that the government is starting to target people. They are listening to people's phone calls. They are becoming very invasive. And as far as targeting goes, when it comes down to coming out with claims of MKUltra and SRA claims, I'm not the only one. There is a woman by the name of Judy Byington. She is an advocate and an author. She just wrote 22 Faces. And you can find information about that at 22faces.com. But she has a brand new website out that is called childabuserecovery.com. All one word, but she is looking for survivor stories and information from survivors so that we may be able to bring some of these issues to court and develop it. I'm working with Judy Byington, and I'm also working with a man named Kevin Arnett, who is from Canada.
Oh, right. I've had him on my program.
Yeah, he's heavily involved with child trafficking in Canada, and we're all joining forces and trying to bring the issue of that this is a bigger picture than what most people understand, and it's happening there. You know, I just listed on my Facebook page, which you can find either at Rabbit Hole, or you can also find it at David Schurter at Facebook.com, but I published an article that they have indigenous Native American kids who are just being taken from their houses in South Dakota.
Right.
And so
Alrighty.
This is all starting to happen.
Dave, hold on. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the Indian children in South Dakota. Be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor Story. His website is davidschurter.com. And right before we went to the break, you were talking about the children, the Indian children in South Dakota. I am assuming that would be in the Pine Ridge Reservation and Rosebud and some of those other reservations.
Exactly. Exactly, and what's happening is that the foster care system and child's foundations are the ones who are involved in taking those kids out of their homes, along with CPS. And the problem, you asked where the parents were a while back.
Right.
And that's what I'm telling you, is that they are attacking the most vulnerable of our children. And that's what makes it so insidious. No one knows exactly what was going on, but like with the Jerry Sandusky case, everyone knows that there was more going on. They had a lawyer who disappeared who was investigating that with just the hard drive off of his laptop, not even his laptop, and he's never been heard from again.
What about the assistant coach, the Italian,
Joe Paterno?
Right. He all of a sudden died of cancer.
Well, he all of a sudden died of cancer, and what people don't understand is that Joe Paterno and that entire group, Jerry Sandusky, were at the same inaugural celebration for George Bush Sr. that Larry King sang at. So they were all interconnected and all friends. And most people think, oh, conspiracies can't exist, our government can't do that, but this is just a select group of people who are being led by our very richest. We're not talking the 1% of the population. We're talking about the 0.25% that's actually getting the 28% of the wealth that's coming into this country. They're the ones who are behind most of this. And they were doing all kinds of things to people. Now, I want to jump right back quick to Judy Byington and say that there is a case that she is looking for in Kathleen Shea, who was 6 years old, was disappeared out of Tyrone, Pennsylvania, and was murdered at Garden Grove, California. And like myself, there were other children and other people involved in all of this. And so, it as you said, survivors are, you know, afraid. I found that the best way for my healing, my own personal healing, was to use my voice to stand up and start saying these things happen and not worry about what anyone is going to say, because I'm speaking the truth. And right. It has been a liberating experience. And there are thousands of victims out there who are not hearing the truth.
Right.
And, but then there are other people out there, such as Felicity Lee. She has been also targeted completely, not only on Amazon, but in other places all over the net and in her real life, as I have from the people that I call the False Memory Pedophile Protection Squad. They're out promoting the False Memory Foundation. You talked about the McMartin case. What the basic premise of the False Memory Foundation is that the children who were coming home with STDs and were claiming that they were being ritually abused and satanically ritually abused, such as McMartin, most people do not realize that in the same area of McMartin, there were 7 preschools, one of them a Long Beach Catholic Church, who were also saying the exact same thing, having the exact same problems. The children were coming home with STD. Now there's this big push to convince people that the satanic panic, and I use that term loosely, that happened was all caused because women who are innately hysterical were all being convinced by their therapist that they have DID, dissociative identity disorder, which used to be called multiple personality disorder, and that rogue therapists were implanting memories in people's brains. And that's basically the whole premise of the False Memory Foundation. That's what they say about what happened in the 80s and 90s when children were coming forth.
Right.
Now,
there have been other people that have come forth, particularly people in Hollywood, like Corey Feldman, and he had a friend, Corey Haim, who ended up killing himself. And Corey Feldman says that there's a lot of people in Hollywood who really are just targeting a lot of these children actors and actresses. And then you need to also consider rape in the military, and you talked about universities and colleges.
Let me add, with the rape in the military, we're not just talking women, we're talking there's an enormous
exactly,
amount of
men
being raped as well.
Yes,
and
indeed.
So I just wanted to add that caveat that things are going chaotic.
What about, we all remember, or most of us probably remember, JonBenet Ramsey?
Yes.
River Phoenix. What are some of the... Can you shed any light on those things?
I've always considered the fact that all of the interesting things that happened with the Benet case is that it had to have been an inside job. Nobody broke in and wrote a 3-hour letter or a 3-page letter on stationery. You know, who would do that?
Exactly.
The problem that I have and the issue that I have with people who think about JonBenet Ramsey is that this sexual exploitation of children in our media must stop.
Exactly, like the beauty contest and the just the clothes that they have in the stores. I mean, these children become objects rather than human beings.
Yes, they are. They're and the thing about it is that they are unaware because they are not being educated very well. And but I wanted to say before I forget, not to dominate anything, but there is a man that I've been working with that I have found to be a good friend. He's been very valuable in connecting me with a lot of very intelligent people. And his name is Doug Millar. And he is actually the main person who is fighting my main handler, who is Colonel Michael Aquino, who was also involved not only in the McMartin case, but in the Presidio case, which happened in San Francisco. And they had to close down the Presidio. And so when people think, oh, this is just, you know, isolated events, it's not isolated. There are people who connect the dots, and those are only the people that I know of. And I tell people that I am a piece, I'm a puzzle piece, but I'm a puzzle piece to a puzzle that probably has a million pieces to it. And that's why it's so imperative that survivors stop being afraid and they come forward, you know, and start speaking out. There are really good advocates out there. One that comes to mind right off the bat is Karen and Free Range Humans. She actually helped me. She actually helped me interview. She interviewed me and then took the interview and condensed it into an hour-long YouTube video. For those of you who are interested, just type in Free Range Humans.
She'll be on tomorrow.
Awesome. She can talk, you know, she can give herself, you know, her own kudos. But,
right.
There are people out there who are really fighting hard. Felicity Lee, who again is a targeted individual that was very targeted hard, just like Judy Byington. She has a website called IGDID. .com, I believe. It's Ivory Gardens. And it is the best site. It's a very safe site for people who are experiencing abuse and who have gone through abuse and who are fighting questions of whether or not they are multiple, which they call dissociative identity disorder. There are just, you know, people think there are no resources out there, and there are resources, but you must be careful. Because there's a concerted effort to gather in survivors and hurt them on the web and in real life. And from what I've seen, a lot of it is government instrumented, and it's generally the people who are the most outspoken. And the IRS is the tip of the iceberg. The NSA thing with the phone lines and all of that. You know, we're starting to see now that our government is just doing whatever it wants now, and we're becoming fascist in so many ways.
Well, I think it's gone beyond that. I think we're just way, way beyond that. I was also reading a book this morning. It had nothing whatsoever to do with this, but they were talking about Haiti, and that after the earthquake in Haiti, that the media was very silenced. They didn't allow any help to go into Haiti, that they just stopped all help and really that we knew nothing about what was going on. And now I'm thinking in terms of, okay, I wonder what they did with all the kids in Haiti. I wonder what they did with a lot of the kids who maybe were lost during, Katrina, or people who got misplaced, or, I mean, you have to think about all of these crises, events, and what became of the people during or before or after. Anyway, well, we do need to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And our guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor Story. His website is davidschurter.com. And we do have some callers lining up, and people can call in with questions at 800-313-9443. David, would you like to make some conclusions before I take a caller? About what you were saying right before we went to the break.
Oh, what I was going to tell you is that when the tsunami hit Thailand, there was a huge issue because all of the children that were left without parents who died in the tsunami were being trafficked. And there's a man out there, if people want to actually read how the real situation works, there's a man named Benjamin Skinner. And he's written a book called A Crime So Monstrous. And I had the opportunity to listen to him speak. I've talked to him via email, and I find his work to be brilliant. And he explains the mindset and the mentality of what it's like to be in the human trafficking / sex trade. And the other thing that I wanted to point out that I was thinking of while we were on break is that I want to point out to you that if you think that there is not a media going on, that there's not a media campaign to quiet all of this, let me remind you of Casey Anthony. We had to listen to Casey Anthony and that whole thing for, what, a year and a half to 2 years?
Right.
And all the while, we're listening to one person and one case 2,185 children are disappearing a day. Why is our media distracting us with one case at a time when there is an epidemic that is 800,000 children a year that are going, that our Justice Department reports are missing?
2008, an actor appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Oh, excuse me?
All righty. Why don't we go ahead and take a call? Let's take Chris in Las Vegas.
Good morning, Deanna, and David, you especially.
Thank you.
I want to thank you, David, for your bravery, your courage, your truthfulness, and casting a light of sunshine on this epidemic of criminal child pedophilia, corruption, demonica. It's just insidious that this wave of corruption and putrefaction of America and the world has thrust this problem into the shadows. And you are doing wonderful things there, David. I am an acquaintance of Doug Millar, trying to assist in some of the same areas that he is. That, for anybody that's interested, is uniteforjustice.com.
Thank
and, of course,
you.
JonBenet is a poster child for the public's angst about these murders perpetrated by these Satanists. And there's a site, www.JonBenetsTrueCaseHistory.com, that has wonderful work of exposing, and it's alleged that it's likely a former police chief directly involved with the covering up of the actions of JonBenet's death, likely by insiders connected to her family.
Chris, that was JonBenet's TrueCaseHistory.com?
Yes, the JonBenet True Case and History are all capitals on the fronts of those, but all small case letters other than that is the way I have it on the paperwork that I have.
Okay.
But I will tell you that I know that the child protective services around the nation, www.thesociologycenter.com, which is James Roger Brown's site in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm also looking into a case on Candy and the Millers, where they've had six families abducted, members abducted from child protective services there. They've had child pedophilia from purportedly Christian schools abducted during school hours, where they were ravaged and gang raped. Murders were performed, and you cannot get any cooperation from either the state attorney general from Utah. You can't get cooperation from the FBI. They want to hide these problems from the public as a tactic to conceal from America the treachery that is occurring under the protections of the secrecy alleged to occur attached to child protective services under the scheme of protecting the children, and they're actually endangering the children.
I completely concur. I couldn't say it better myself.
Well, I do.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave. I do know of Stacey Lynn in Colorado. I know of Amy Sherman in Texas. You could go on and on and on. It is occurring in every state in America and likely around the world. It is a global problem, not just an American problem.
Well, when you look at the UK and you look at the Jimmy Savile case, tell me how a country... they just got over the biggest scandal about eavesdropping before America got it, and yet they didn't know about Jimmy Savile. They didn't know about the satanic connections. They didn't know about what was going on.
Exactly. Gentlemen, we do have to go to a three-minute break. Chris, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. His website is davidschurter.com. And Georgia Senator Nancy Schaefer investigated crimes, abuse, and kidnapping within Georgia's Child Protective Services. She found that Child Protective Services nationwide had become corrupt and that the entire system is broken almost beyond repair. She published The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. Both she and her husband died on March 26, 2012 or 2010. The police said that the husband killed his wife and then himself. And right before her death, she said that she knew a lot of stuff that she was going to make public. Your comments, yep. David?
That's how it works. That's how it works. The last person who came forward and said the same allegations that I did, his name was Brad Fugley. And he went to the Omaha Police Department and made allegations that reached all the way up to our mayor, who was running for office at the time. The next day, he supposedly committed suicide.
Interesting.
We have Aaron Schwartz, who I have, again, if you pick up a Paranoia magazine at the summer issue, you'll read about my article, and I have a link or a reference in there to someone who is suggesting, who knew Aaron Schwartz very well, that he uncovered a child prostitution ring that was going on at MIT. We know what was going on at Penn State. What ended up at Omaha, Nebraska, has basically shifted and gone into our institutions of higher learning, as far as I'm concerned. There's enough evidence that it needs to be looked at. But to talk to the gentleman, first of all, thank you for such the kind words, and I'm so glad that you're working with Doug Millar because he's a great guy. But I want to point out that I went to the Nebraska State Patrol and reported my family. As a result, Bob Frank, who took my deposition, made two police reports on behalf of my stepmother against me that I didn't know anything about. Then I got taken to court, and I ended up in front of a judge, Marlon Polk, who granted my stepmother a protection order against me for sending her a card reminding her of the murder that they forced me to commit when I was 10. Anyone who is interested in reading those transcripts, you can find them on my website at davidschroeder.com. And then I have given my DNA to a Nebraska State Patrolman named, give me a second, I'll remember in just a minute. I've dealt with so many people. Not only have I Deputy John Pankinen, and I have emailed and faxed Marlon Polk for the last year and a half to let him know exactly what was going on. I had been faxing the mayor's office, whose head of staff was involved in Brad Fugley's accusations. I have been faxing Governor Doug Heineman now, and I have been, you know, in email contact with a fantastic senator named Amanda McGill, who just recently, last week, passed an incredible human trafficking bill, child trafficking bill, called LV-255. And so I've been very blessed and lucky to be able to associate with these people and be able to work effectively. And what needs to happen is that we all know that the government and all of that is becoming rogue, or has been rogue for a long time, and all of the systems are broken. But until we all stand as individuals and take responsibility for what is going on around us, things are not going to change. And I'm not talking about a revolution because I'm not a person who believes in violence at all, but I believe that we are in a period that's going to mirror the 60s. You know, we're in a period of spiritual evolution. And the reason why I think it's so prevalent right now, not only because of what I was taught in my background, which I, you know, is the last chapter of my book that I put in of the theology that I was raised with, but I think that we are at a period of millennial hysteria. When we turned 1,000, the population suddenly became Christian because we all decided the world was going to end. Now we've reached 2000, but it's all been parlayed by this Mayan calendar, and it's 2012. But in 2013 and 14 and 15, when we start to realize that chances are that there is not going to be a Messiah that's going to break out of the fifth dimension and save us, we are all going to have to stand together and work to help each other. Because right now the weather is amazingly screwed up. The bees, from what I understand, are dying at a rate that nobody can even fathom. And right. Albert Einstein said that if you separate mankind from the honeybee, mankind will starve to death in 4 years. And so we have so many issues on the table, but this human trafficking and child trafficking thing needs to be exposed. And my family's involvement in the child trafficking ring that they were involved with, the child abductions that they were involved with, if I can get them exposed and I can get people to look at it, all of the other stuff will fall into place because people will start to see the story as it really is instead of all of this ethereal you know, stuff that nobody can connect the dots and everybody's dead. You know, that it and that's the reason why I have a bookseller who was going to sell my book in his shop. He has a metaphysical shop. He's very well known in town. He's a great guy. And he went to go walk his dog just out of the blue at 3 o'clock in the morning, and someone came up and threatened him. Told him, you don't need to sell David Schroeder's book. And
wow.
The guy, not being someone who backs down, was just like, and why is that? And the guy told him, the fight isn't yours. And then looked at his house and said, nice house, I bet your wife likes it. And walked away.
Wow.
And so I got an email or a Facebook message at 3 o'clock in the morning from the man telling me, I'm sorry, but I can't sell your book. And so we met later on. He explained to me the situation. I completely understood. But the man is not quiet. He's not someone who just goes and lays down. And I couldn't have asked for better publicity, because now he tells everybody. And he gives my book away. He told me, they told me I couldn't sell it, but they didn't tell me I couldn't give it away.
Right.
So what he told me is that if people started to read my book and started to understand what was going on, a lot of people would go to jail. Warren Buffett would go to jail. Willie Thiessen, who built Godfather's Pizza, would go to jail. P.J. Morgan, who built his real estate empire on cocaine, would go to jail. My stepmother would go to jail, you know? And those are the people that I know of. You know, there are a lot of people who are dead who were involved. The key people who were very wealthy in Omaha, Nebraska. Harold Anderson, who was involved with, you know, my mother actually worked at the Omaha World Herald with Peter Citrin. They went to, they were best friends, and they worked together at the Sun News. And when the Sun News went belly up, they both transferred to the Omaha World Herald.
Alrighty.
So
we do have some other callers, and
oh,
Chris,
ahead.
Are you still there?
Well, yes, I am. I just wanted to, before I go, be a second witness for David, because I know that what he has just stated about the being forced to commit murders is absolutely occurring today. The case in Salt Lake City I spoke of, an 8-year-old boy, after observing his gang-raped 4-year-old sister, was threatened with having the same thing done with him and forced to pull the trigger. What was held by the perpetrators terrorizing him into doing so to kill 2 more children. And these things are going on in everyone's community today, and if people don't wake up, I have heard the Department of Child Family Services terrorize families and try to accuse them of doing things that the others were doing to them, and trying to manipulate the children's recollections to create new memories, like you said, on the False Memory Foundation. They are trying to reform it to erase the history of what happened to these victims, to make them culpable to the crimes that they've been victimized by. And I thank you for what you're doing. God bless America, and thank you, RBN, and you too, Deanna, for bringing such great guests on your radio show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Chris. All righty, let's take another caller. Let's take Danielle in Idaho. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Quickly, you have a question?
Okay, so what's kind of a story? My little cousin, she's like 15, was placed in custody in the juvenile detention center over here. Completely normal girl, just had a little bit of problems. And they told her in juvenile detention that she was crazy, and they placed her in a home, or like a, for troubled teens, like their mental disabilities, with a psychiatric, under psychiatric care. They put her in the mental facility, put her on tons of medications, got CPS involved, took her away from my aunt, so that they could have full disclosure over whatever medicines they were giving her, pharmaceuticals. We fought it. We just recently got her back. And she's not even the same person anymore. She's been completely changed by these people. She has no recollection of what happened to her while she was in the hospital. She has so many problems. She always thinks that she's dying. There's something wrong with her. She was a completely normal girl. Very, very sweet girl. and now she's completely ruined. Those people ruined my little cousin. And I just wanted to talk to you guys about that and say I do agree with you. Also, I did want to ask you a question about Maine Corps, if you've heard of it.
Maine Corps. I haven't heard of that. But I do have a question about your niece real quick.
Okay.
Was she really bright?
Very, very smart and was very, she knew about what's going on. I would talk to her.
They're using tests that they are making teachers give to access children who are the best and the brightest in order to access them, in order to do exactly what you're talking about. We've imprisoned more people than China does, and when you consider the fact that one prisoner in a penal institution is $100,000 a year, you wonder why there is an overcrowding of prison population, because it's a money-making deal, as is a lot of the stuff that is going on with therapy. And so, you know, I actually see a great therapist, and I have a great psychiatrist. Not all are bad. It's not a black and white, all or nothing kind of situation. But what you're talking about is so similar to a lot of people that I've talked to in the targeted individual community. They just came in and taken it, children and adults alike, because they want to label you as crazy, because if you're outspoken and you think that you know, if you're outspoken and you start talking and people start listening to you, they want to label you. And that's why I asked if she was bright. I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
No, I totally understand, but she does have, like, memories of what happened to her in there. They would tell her that she had a disease, that she's going to die within a matter of months.
Well, was there any sexual activity when she was there?
No.
Okay. We do have some...
She did say there was no sexual activity.
Okay.
But, you know,
Danielle, we do have some other callers, and so I would like to move on. But thank you so much for your phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's take Dan in Kentucky. Dan, welcome to the program. Dan,
thank
are you...
Thank you, Deanna and David, for your integrity and courage, as always. The dynamics of this, I would encourage all the listeners to think about how they could force evil people in situations, because the dynamics of evil is forced choices because they're parasites and they need the energy. The dynamics of everybody else that they prey on is that they're giving them limited choices. So unless we can create a situation like you mentioned, David, where the guy is giving the book away, so he's forcing the people to do something else because he went around their statement that they were going to threaten him for selling the book. So there's always a way to go outside the box and think outside the box. And a lot of that is in not confronting evil directly, because we're dealing with their system. And if we work through their system, then they have all the traps ready for us. But there's always a way to work outside the system, and God will bring us that, because you mentioned training in theology and so forth. Christians are taught to turn the other cheek. The New Age people are taught to ignore a thing and only look at the positive.
Dan, thank you. I can see where you're going, and we really do appreciate your call very, very much. All righty. Another question. Somebody wants to know the spelling of your name. Shurter. What ethnicity is that name?
It's German and English.
Okay.
And what that gentleman was just talking about families being burned, he's absolutely right. As crazy as this sounds, in my family, this has been generational. My dad inducted my siblings. My uncle Phil inducted my dad.
Your uncle?
And I don't know. My uncle Phil.
Uh-huh.
We basically owned the town of Cassopolis. Michigan.
Okay. Is your family Jewish?
Yes. They were until my grandmother Schroeder, my father's mother, removed us from the Jewish religion. And the reason why she did is because she was a social climber, and it was not socially convenient to be Jewish at the time after World War II.
Okay.
And so she removed us from the Jewish, but I believe that it is my Jewish heritage that has connected us to all of this.
And in what way, Dave? We do have to go to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been David Schroeder. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. And you were going, and you mentioned that your family is Jewish. And then you were going to say how it tied in. Could you tie that into the Talmud?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we were very Jewish up, in, like I said, until my grandmother Schroeder. And I had talked to my dad at the very end of his life. He and I had had several conversations because I was trying to get him to come clean. And he admitted to me that Uncle Phil, or Great Uncle Phil, was the one who was sexually abused. Michigan. Well, if anybody knows anything about Michigan, it has a long history of abuse issues. One of the things that I'm interested in that I also wanted to bring up and I had forgotten was that there are four children called the Oakland Child Killing Murders. And I believe because of the timing that those children were abducted and murdered, that my parents were involved with people who were trying to cause a media stir in Michigan, because it coincides with the same time that a man who was looking for his daughter, who was a neighbor of ours that lived about 2.5 blocks down, his daughter was a playmate of mine, disappeared, was abducted. And he found us when we were living in Fremont, Nebraska. And that is basically what broke all of my programming, because my parents late at night made me throw a match on him and light him on fire. And it was not part of my programming, and I ended up having a psychotic break from it. You know, it took a few years, but yeah. So that, again, is detailed in my book.
Right.
My book, I want to do the caveat of my book is not for children. So if you do.
I'm not even sure it's for adults.
You know, it's a dark read.
I'm just being facetious.
Yeah, it's a dark read. It is a dark read. But there is a systematic conditioning to people who are involved with this.
Right. I need to ask you one more question.
Sure.
Edgar Steele. Was he going to, do you know anything about Edgar Steele, if he was going to divulge some of the stuff that you are divulging, and if that is the reason that they put him away? Are you familiar with him?
I think that I'm not familiar with him.
Okay.
But I will tell you that there is the case of Richard Hamlin. And he was a therapist that was involved on base who was trying to expose drugs that were coming in at the exact same time they were coming in at Offutt Air Force Base. His family, he says that they were satanically murdered. And everyone said no, he murdered his own family, and he's in jail for it. But he was coming forth and saying, I just think that all of these crimes that have happened in the past need to be relooked at.
Right.
And so Richard Hamlin is also on my email list because I wonder if there is more to the story than meets the eye.
Right. Dave, I'm sorry we have run out of time. Thank you so very much for being on the program today. It's been a very, very big eye-opener, so thank you so much. And sorry I could not take the last couple of callers. Anyway, take care, Dave. Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.